Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio, here to talk about Dev Intersection in Las Vegas. That's at the MGM Grand, October 30th to November 2nd. And you can go to devintersection.com to register. And I'm talking to Casey Ullerhuth. Did I get that right?
No.
I trashed your last name.
It's all right. It's Ullerhuth.
Ullerhuth.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nice and foreign and hard to pronounce.
Ullerhuth. But you're from Kentucky. Where do you get a
last name? I know. Where'd that come from? That ain't from the hollers. Yeah, it's Bavarian German or something like
Interesting,
that.
Interesting, yeah.
But Scots Irish German, that's like south of America.
Right, yeah, that's where the immigrants came from at the time.
So,
and here you are.
That's why my last name is just full of U's and H's and just garbage.
And part of the core C Sharp team, working with Mads and Dustin and all those troublemakers.
Yep, all of them.
And I mean, you've only been Microsoft for a little while now, but you got pulled into Roslyn. That's what you've worked on the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. I got
That's really super awesome.
And I joined right before it shipped.
Right.
So I did none of the work.
Missed none
of
the
pain.
Got
all the glory. So, ideal.
And many years ago, I did an interview with Mads on .NET Rocks, where we talked about how when Roslyn finally would come to be, there'd be this kind of Cambrian explosion of C Sharp. And now C Sharp could run anywhere, it could run on any platform, and all that's come true.
Yep.
And you could do anything you want with C Sharp now.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I joined basically right before Roslyn shipped. Then I think it was like a couple months later, we decided to go cross-platform.
Yep.
Or we open source. Well, it was open source before I joined.
Right.
But then we moved to GitHub in the fall of when I joined, and then we went cross-platform, and then now with like Xamarin on board, it's like iOS and Android development, so.
Well, all the flavors of C-sharp coming together under one compiler.
Yes.
We use the compiler as a service mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing a couple of talks at the show, really talking about how we can use Roslyn to make our whole development practice better.
Right, so my team's whole job is to try to make the C-sharp developer more productive. It's basically the overall lens of what we're working on. And so whether that's, so that like includes the language, so what Mads does, so how can the actual language itself make you write code more efficiently and faster, blah, blah, blah. And then what I work on is the tooling for that. So what tooling can we provide to you to make you faster? So the two things that I'm going to talk about at the show are code style enforcement and configuration, which is the big thing that we're working on right now, and then Roslyn analyzers, so how anyone can write their own diagnostic and code fix inside Visual Studio or outside Visual Studio.
And really, doesn't the code enforcement come down to an analyzer as well, just looking at your code and saying, are you doing what we've decided as a standard?
Yes, basically. It's all the code style stuff behind the hood is a bunch of Roslyn analyzers that are running together. And currently right now, they're all configured with the rule set file, but we're moving to editor config now.
Interesting. Just to have that more flexibility.
Yeah, because editor config allows you to set rules at the directory level rather than just the project level.
Oh, interesting. So what would a rule look like? Like, what are we talking about in terms of a restriction of style, or this is a particular right way?
Right. So like the most like canonical one, I guess, is var versus explicit type. So like everyone has their own preference for that.
Yep.
So you can choose whether, so like in editor config, it's just a text file. So it's like a little string that's like, do you prefer var? And then you say true or false. And then you say the severity level that you want it enforced at. And so the severity level is basically, are you going to have it break your build and be an error? Are you going to make it a warning, which if you have errors as warnings, or warnings as errors,
Then it's still breaking the build.
It'll still break your build. Or a suggestion, which is a new thing that we've added.
Oh, interesting. So, a lighter level, that this is not what we agreed to.
Right. So that won't show in the command line or anything, but it will show inside an IDE. And so it's like little faded gray dots, which a lot of people call them smudges because they didn't realize that that was supposed to mean anything. They're like, do you have a WPF error here? It's like, no,
that was intentional.
That's like a real thing. So,
but in the, you know, is I've seen more folks getting serious about this continuous delivery, sort of the DevOps rapid pipeline. Static enforcement, sort of upfront, as much as we can validate the code before we go to a compile, before we go to a push, becomes more and more important. Like they're very keen to how can we make sure we minimize the risk in our code.
Right. So when we were thinking about making the whole code style enforcement thing, we talked to a ton of developers, and it turns out in the code review stage is when a lot of people are losing a ton of productivity.
Right.
Because it's, I don't know, some a Microsoft researcher named Miltos. He did a huge study on Microsoft code reviews and found that, I can't remember the number exactly, but it was like a huge percentage, like at least a third of code reviews internally nitpicked code style rather than like actual logic.
That could be very demoralizing too, right?
Like, right. Well, it's like, and it's also just like not efficient. It's like, why in the code review stage are we talking about code style? Like, should we be talking about like, does this have impact on other places in the code base? Is the logic of this even correct? Mm-hmm. Are you using the right APIs? That kind of thing, rather than, oh, you didn't use var here. So we're trying to now move it. You probably heard like across Microsoft we call it like shift left.
Right.
Where we're like in the pipeline, we're trying to move things that you catch later in the cycle, earlier in the cycle. Yeah. And so that's what we're trying to do.
And earlier in the cycle is always better. It's less expensive.
Yes.
If you can at your own desk catch those things and get them fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So before you get to review, they're already resolved.
Right.
And so it's only talking about one person's time rather than the review time.
Mm-hmm.
That's better. So I love that this is also internal tooling. Like this is helping Microsoft itself build code better.
Right, yep. That's like the cool thing about working on developer tools and dog fooding our own developer tools, because it's like we get the productivity benefits as well. So, and we are our own customer. So
yeah.
It's pretty
and neat. You're helping to build it.
Yep.
And if you'd like to see Casey and talk more about these kinds of capabilities, taking advantage of Roslyn and really seeing how you can build the best code you can, come to Dev Intersection. We're at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, October 30th to November 2nd. And if you sign up with a workshop package, we'll hook you up with an Xbox One S or a VR headset. Go to devintersection.com, register today.